Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. Hello, everyone. Before we get to those callers, welcome once again to Angel Healing House Radio. You know, the Posse of Angels now, this is my angelic family. They wish to start the program today by congratulating you. They're congratulating the conscious collective because we've reached, they say, a tipping point in which we have shifted from isolation, competition, and separation to our divine natural state of connection and oneness with ourselves and others. So all of us can give ourselves a pat on the back. This oneness and unity energy will help us to remain peaceful, no longer influenced by external triggers, and many of us will no longer remember the separation and feelings of isolation that we experienced since our birth. We have gotten over that, and we have broken, if some might say, that programming of isolation. In addition, many of us are now beginning to validate ourselves. Good for us, releasing the need to seek the approval of others in order for us to live authentic, heart-driven lives. And with this, with these being the energies which are now supporting us, it truly is no wonder that the Posse of Angels have chosen this month's theme. Marvelous month of May, month's theme is manifestation. And today's program is Manifestation in the Higher Dimensions. Now, the Posse of Angels and I have been feeling those above-mentioned energies as they're building towards bringing in powerful opportunities for rapid change in our lives. Just in last week's show, I spoke about the planet Uranus moving into Taurus, bringing in fundamental change in our life. And I also spoke about the new moon in Pisces, which is also bringing in change. Now, they wish to give us a heads up that with the opportunities and connections that will be showing up, it will be like we're experiencing a brand new incarnation with many new perspectives and attitudes on just what is possible for us. The Posse of Angels, they're now showing me the Wheel of Fortune card in tarot, because the wheel is turning on our favor. For those who have brought all areas of their lives into divine alignment, resolved old triggers in the past through unconditional love and forgiveness, this will free us up to completely receive all potential possibilities. It's a very exciting, energetic time for us. And the posse of angels, they're having big smiles because this huge change will bring a time for making commitments to new projects. And they wish to remind us all that these will manifest because it's the result of the seeds of our dreams and wishes. It's the result of things that we've taken inspired action towards over the last year, two, three, four, five, some would say 10 plus years. Many of us are energetically clear enough now to manifest the fulfillment of our wishes and desires. Now, if you're questioning how these things will possibly occur, they are reminding us that everything is possible now because many of us have embraced our divine natures, our divine eternal natures, which is our multidimensional selves. In fact, what these energies are doing, they're placing many of us in higher dimensional frequencies. When I say higher, the fifth dimension and higher, where there are simply no restrictions and limitations as to what we can manifest when we are across the veil or in higher dimensional energies. In fact, what these energies are doing, I've heard from so many people that they say when they think of something, wham, it appears in their reality. For instance, an example of this was several years ago, when I heard that Debbie Reynolds had crossed over, I decided to do a bit of a tribute to her, and I watched Singing in the Rain. And while I was watching it, a friend texted me, asked me how I was doing, and then she said she and her husband were having a tribute to Debbie Reynolds, and they were watching Singing in the Rain. Well, the manifestation, this then begs the question, if we experience this quicker response from the universe, why, when we ask for $1 million, why doesn't it immediately show up at our feet? Well, things like the synchronistic Debbie Reynolds and Singing in the Rain connection, that happens because we don't have an attachment to whether it manifests or not. Now, on the other hand, there is a big energetic attachment to whether $1 million shows up at our feet for us. Now, instead of putting our attention on money, which so many people do, one's wishes would be better spent in these energies by visualizing and imagining one's new home. Close your eyes. Visualize looking out at that beautiful vista if you want to live by the ocean and you're seeing an ocean view or a mountain view, or maybe you want to live in the desert, or you want to live in the middle of a city and you're looking out at New York or Tokyo or Hong Kong, wherever you want to be. Visualize that. Visualize your new dream job, working with like-minded people, being surrounded by those who are collaborative and helpful. You're getting paid and remunerated for your gifts and talents. Visualize and smell that new car smell when you're driving your new car, or you're tasting the foods and hearing the languages of different cultures and places that you will easily be able to travel to. Let the universe worry about the energy of abundance, including money, that will bring these things and so much more of what you desire into your reality. For that is the providence of God and the angels, worrying about the how and when of that happening. And, you know, by the way, they do a really good job of that. Anything is possible in these energies because our powers of manifesting what we desire, it's limitless, it's infinite. And the only thing that would stop something from manifesting is if we, we put the limitation of expectations and attachments on it. Any doubt, any worry, any fear, or any energy of lack as to when it can happen and how it can happen. So, manifestation comes down to a change in your perception. In fact, the Posse of Angels are putting on, they're showing me a very cute vision. They're putting on their professor's caps, and they're going to remind us just how we used to manifest. In the third dimension, lower dimensional frequencies, we would feel an urge in our heart, a desire to do something. Okay, let's say a desire to move to a new location that we loved, or switch careers or jobs that supported us, and they supported our talents, our passions, both monetarily and creatively. But instead of making movement to the overwhelming, joyful feelings that we were experiencing, we would immediately jump from our hearts to our limited minds and think, oh, I don't have the money to move, or the rental places are too hard to come by, and the market is just too competitive. I'll never find a place. Or we would destroy the joy in our heart by thinking, come on, be realistic. How am I ever going to make a living doing what I love doing? Having had this conversation with ourselves that just about destroyed any feelings of joy that we had, we then went back to living where we didn't feel honored and supported. We went back to doing jobs that we didn't feel respected at. These sad feelings of not feeling supported and respected and honored created a feeling of living a compromised life, settling for less. And then these energies of compromise would then seep into all other areas of our lives. Yet because the universe, God and the angels are always conspiring to bring us the fulfillment of our heartfelt dreams, even if we're not making movement to them, we would have been sent signs to help us make our dreams a reality. By not resolving the past, many of us just lived in the past, and we were not clear enough to live in the present moment where those signs would have been presented to us. We were often drowning in a sea of sadness as we denied our heartfelt desires, and what happened is we denied our divine eternal natures, that we restricted ourselves. Now, did that make life difficult? Well, it sure did. It made life a struggle. And sayings like, life was never meant to be easy, fit the third dimensional paradigm perfectly, because it was we and our compromised choices that made it hard as we lived counter to what our hearts really desired. Life was indeed a struggle, as so many lived solely from their egos. Living from the ego kept many functioning solely on the physical plane, and we locked ourselves into pushing and dictating under what circumstances our desires needed to be fulfilled. Living from this constant restriction, I can tell you, made us a very sad and sorry human race. Now, whoop, fast forward to 2019, when much of the conscious humanity has shifted their emphasis off of scarcity and lack and put their attention on things like gratitude and appreciation for their blessings, and by consciously perpetuating energies of love, acceptance, forgiveness, and peace, many of us have chosen to see ourselves as part of one world, one grand collaborative collective. We are all in this together. And by doing so, we've expanded our vision of ourselves and have gone from being insular and disconnected to being open and wide-reaching. Now, in this way, we've dropped the illusion and dictates of restriction by the ego, and we've expanded beyond our mere physicality. Our heart, not our heads, our heart is where the alchemical co-creation of magic and synchronicities has always resided. but they could not be accessed in the energies of third dimensional reality, because that was all about what we thought. By opening our hearts and dropping the illusion of restrictions, many of us have begun to experience the manifestation of our heart's desires. You know, everyone, an absolutely perfect example of the difference between third dimensional living and fifth dimensional living came because of a wish of our dream, Pete and myself's dream of living in the beautiful seaside town of Santa Monica, California. You know, when I allowed myself to get excited about living in Santa Monica, I decided to thank God. I thanked God for our bright and sunny new home that I imagined that we would be living in. And as I held this close to my heart, immediately I was given a vision of a beautiful room with French curtained glass doors that were leading out to a balcony that had red rose bushes on it. And every day I said the same thing. I said, thank you. Thank you, God, for our bright, sunny home in Santa Monica. And I visualized over and over and over that vision of those glass-curtained French doors leading onto that balcony with red rose bushes on it. And while I intuited that there would be a move soon, I was waiting. I was waiting for a sign to be shown how to step forward. And I kept tuning into the posse of angels, asking them. And they were uncharacteristically silent. They might as well have put a gone fishing sign on their door, because I was getting nada, nothing. As the days ticked by, I felt more and more stagnant in our current home. And then one night I thought to myself, I just can't stand it anymore. I'm going to call a friend and ask them if they know of a real estate agent who could help us. Well, she said, it's funny you should ask, because my cousin works as a real estate agent in West LA, and it's your area, and she could help you. So the next day I called her cousin, and I told her excitedly that that Pete and I wished to move to Santa Monica. And this is what she said in a rather dry comment. She said, you and everyone else would love to live there, as it's a much sought after area. She explained that because of its popularity, many of the properties never even make it to the rental sites, as the market is driven mostly by word of mouth. She went on to say that that's why there is so very little on the market, and that those places that get multi-listed, they're hotly contested for by a very competitive market. She then said, I hope you're prepared to spend your weekends with crowds of people trekking to the same open houses. She advised that before we found a place, we should fill out numerous applications, of course, not putting in the address, and then getting our credit report or printed out, references and our letters of introduction. Then, when we did find a place, to immediately put an application in on it, all ready to go. And she added that properties in Santa Monica usually get many applications for each rental. She said it could be up to 2 to 3 weeks before we hear whether our application beat out others. Just her wording made me feel sick to my stomach. After our conversation, I thanked her for her time. And in hanging up the phone, I heard the posse of angels say to me loud and clear, this is her reality. This is not yours. I remembered in that moment that the universe is constantly conspiring to bring us the fulfillment of our wishes. And if Pete and I were excited to move to Santa Monica, that's all that mattered. Getting goosebumps and shivers of confirmation, I then felt an overwhelming urge to look on Craigslist and see what was available. As I scrolled through the listings, I came across a post for a townhome in Santa Monica that was described as bright, airy, and sunny. And when I saw the photo, I stared in amazement. It was a bright room with beautiful glass curtained French doors leading out to a sunny balcony with red rose bushes on it. It was the same balcony that I had seen in my vision. I eagerly read about this spacious home only 22 blocks from the ocean, and I was just so excited to contact the agent. And you know, the funny thing, everybody, although all the other listings had only email addresses to contact, this one was strange, as it actually had a phone number with a real name, Nicole. Early the following morning, this was on Friday, March 6th, I rang Nicole and she cheerfully answered the phone, inquiring about the property. I asked when the next open house would be held. She laughed and explained that she did not hold open houses, but that she shows her rentals individually. And she asked when we would like to view it. Loving her personal attention, I said that my husband and I could meet that evening at 6:30. Walking into this townhome with Nicole, the energies were certainly light and bright. And when I saw those curtained glass French doors of my healing room and the balcony that was also leading off the master bedroom that I'd seen in my vision, we asked for an application. Saturday, March 7th, we dropped the application off at 11. 2 hours later, Nicole phoned to tell us that the townhome was ours. We signed the lease the next day on March 8th. Easy, graceful manifestation. The Posse of Angels wishes to remind us that one of the major things that makes higher dimensional living so vastly different from third dimensional reality is that there are no rules. There is no logic. There is no competition, no rationale, no tried and true proven ways to follow. It's the excitability and abundant joy in our hearts when coupled with following our intuition and taking inspired action and being able to receive the fulfillment of our heartfelt desires. You know, everyone, it was easy and graceful and went completely counter to what the reality of that real estate agent was going on about or was imparting to me. It was easy and graceful because I knew with all of my heart that the universe desires what I desire. So without compromising and without settling for less, I put in my wish list and I opened to receive by releasing any illusions of restrictions on the how and the when of this happening. I also gave God and the angels all the time they needed to manifest my desires on the physical plane. In fact, after moving in, we learned from several people that it had been very strange that such a beautiful townhome so close to the beach had been vacant and remained on the market for 3 months without being rented. And I put my wish list in for a home, and then we went to Australia for an extended holiday. And when I returned, my vision was there waiting for me. The fifth dimensional way of getting that which we desire, the third dimensional way of getting what we desired involved so much pushing and forcing. And it felt really hard for all of us, like it entailed a lot of effort. And quite frankly, it was not fun. And the fifth dimensional way entails getting out of our own logical way and being open to receive the fulfillment of our desires in whatever the way the universe wants to present it to us. And I hear the Posse of Angels singing, hallelujah, because it was the attachment to expectations, to perceived outcomes that we held on to, that set up roadblocks and obstacles for us to experience lives of free-flowing joy. The greatest advice to the art of living in the fifth dimension is just allow yourself to be who you are and not compromise what you desire. And always remember that the universe desires that which you desire, and that it does not place conditions or restrictions on the how and when of that happening. So everyone, so 4 years ago this April, when I began to visualize my new home in Santa Monica, California, closer to the beach, with a lovely sun-drenched balcony off the master bedroom, I did not restrict myself by worrying that this was a much sought-after area, nor did I worry about dealing with a competitive market. But what I did do was I imagined myself smiling, wearing a big beach hat, feeling the sun, the warmth of the sun on my face. And while I was reading a book, I visualized this peaceful scene. I smelled the freshness of the sea breeze while I was hearing the birds chirping in the nearby treetops. And I allowed my heart to feel joy and contentment and gratitude for my many blessings. And then I surrendered and allowed the universe to deliver my home to me. So listeners, ask yourself, what will you visualize and feel into your reality to manifest in 2019? And have fun doing it, because the energies are really supporting it at the moment. You have been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. Do remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on Transformation Talk Radio. We are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will take some of your calls for those free angel readings. And I'll see you after the break.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com. Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Hello, everyone. You're back with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. Before we get to the callers that we have holding, I'd like to remind everyone that we are still very much under the influence of last week's new moon in Pisces. Now, good old watery Pisces is making us feel a little bit more emotional and more sensitive than usual. So if you've been a little bit more emotional, be a little bit more kind to yourself. And don't be afraid to empathetically feel what others in the world may be feeling, because we're having lots of revelations and lots of disclosures. And it's natural when things of a disturbing nature are revealed to us, especially those of us who are empaths, and we feel into what others are feeling. But be very careful not to lose your sense of peace and equilibrium at this time. Now, the planet Neptune is conjuncting with Pisces. And what does that mean? Well, Neptune is the god of the sea, and he oversees dreams, imagination, and fantasy. It increases the possibilities of our dreams becoming real all of a sudden. And the Pisces new moon is giving us the power for making anything possible, but only if we dream it into existence. Now, these energies are really encouraging us to dream even bigger than we've been dreaming. And during this Mercury retrograde, it's the perfect time to surrender our expectations, to expand our outlook to limitless possibilities. And with so many planetary influences swirling around change at the moment, be prepared that your dreams could just suddenly manifest into reality. Let's go to our callers. We have our first caller, Michelle from Los Angeles. Michelle, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you?
Hi, I'm all right. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. What is your question today, Michelle?
Oh, I wasn't even prepared with a question. I guess, what do I do with all the grief I'm feeling right now?
Okay. All right. I've done wonderful programs in the past on grief. Grief is a result of the more we grieve, the more we've loved that person. The more we cry, God has given us those tears as an outlet for that buildup inside of us. The first thing that the Posse of Angels are saying is, beloved Michelle, and there's their words, it's not mine. It's saying, grief, allow yourself to grieve. There is no one size fits all when it comes to grieving. And don't ever expect, I'm just getting shivers all over, don't expect for yourself to ever get to a point where you're not grieving. My beloved dad passed away this April 3 years ago. And although time does heal all wounds and it makes it easier, I'll be in the car and I'll listen to a song that we both dance to, and wham, I have to pull off the side of the road because it like crashes over me like a wave. You know, a song we listen to, a movie we watch together, eating hot dogs at a baseball game, whatever that is. So they want you to know the first thing you need to do and would be of greatest benefit is to be kind to yourself. When you don't know what to do with the grief, then it's time to nurture yourself. And it's very difficult for a lot of women to open themselves to receive. And because we often have a lot of responsibilities with work, with family, and different things that we have to do. Open yourself for others to give to you and make yourself vulnerable. And take responsibilities off of your plate. And you say, I need to make time to mourn. I need to make time to be kind to myself, to walk out in nature, to take salt baths, to just sit and listen to beautiful music. These are the things when grief becomes too much for us. So let's go to the cards and see what comes out. They also want you to know that the person or persons that you are grieving, they still are alive, but not in a physical sense. Do you speak with them?
Are you asking if I speak with them?
Yes.
Yes, I do.
Good. Okay. So every time you speak with them, you affirm the fact that they are still alive, but just not in a physical sense. And the more you connect with this, the more then you will open signs for them to send you. My dad is more a part of my life in the non-physical than he ever was in the physical. I'm hearing him laughing. you will get signs from them, and you will feel a connection that will fill, not totally, because we've only known them through the physical presence, but it will start to fill this void of them being dead, to rather have transitioned to a parallel dimension, and that they are always with you because love never dies. And they're there to also help and guide you. So this is a great way to keep that connection going, to speak with them and to affirm that they're there. And that's going to help tremendously to bridge some of that that void that you're feeling. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. You really need to nurture yourself, Michelle. Okay, first card that's coming out for you is the Wheel of Fortune card. Funny, I was speaking about the Wheel of Fortune in the first part of the show. They want you to know that that things will be turning. Within time, things will get easier. But with being nurturing and kind to yourself, the only word that they're using, this void, will be easier for you. Things won't seem as dark, but you have to give it time. And also know that there'll never be a time where grief goes away 100%. And that's because our love that we have for that person is eternal and is always there for us. The next card is coming out for you is the Truth card, is the Justice card. This is feeling. Did you resolve issues with these people or this person?
No.
Okay. They're saying that it is fundamental for you to forgive, to take accountability for that person being in your life, and for you not to judge. Because the more that you bring your relationship with this person into unconditional love and forgiveness, the more it will lighten your heart and it will lift these unresolved energies off of your heart. There are several exercises that in a session that I do with people that can help them feel wholeness and completeness and not feel like anything is not resolved with somebody who has crossed over. And then the next card is the Three of Pentacles. This is being recognized for who you are. And having this abundant feeling inside. I feel this heaviness, this unresolved energy inside of you. So the more that you can bring those energies of possible anger, sadness, bitterness, resentment, regret, judgment, all of those things, then that connection with that person will be brought back into divine alignment. I've got to go. I hope that's been all helpful for you, Michelle.
It has been. Thank you so much.
I'm sending you lots of love. Take care. Bye-bye. Let's go to our next caller. Our next caller is Annabelle. Where's Annabelle? In lovely Los Angeles. Annabelle, you're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very, very well. What's your question?
So I've had last year was a really hard year for me. At the beginning of the year, I split with my kid's father. So it's been a really challenging year, and I'm in the middle of custody at the moment. And I guess there's a few questions just going, like what there is going forward, and my career, and my girls, and everything.
Okay. The most important part.
Along those lines.
Okay. you've got a lot going on. The most important part of all of this is is your peace. Because you know how when we exercise, they keep saying over and over to us, the most important part is your core. Is your core.
Yeah.
Once you have a strong core, then you can do anything exercise wise. But the Posse of Angels, they're showing me and they're equating you with having a strong core. Your strong core and your ability to take care of all of these things. I mean, there's the kids' feelings, there's work, there's managing a home, there's a myriad of things.
Yeah.
What the only way that you're going to be able to do this like a master general is if you attend to your peace inside of yourself. Now, one of the things that is going to help you enormously, Annabelle, is if you bring into alignment your feelings with your ex.
Yeah.
Okay? If you take accountability and responsibility for having him in your life exactly the way he was, because you contracted for him to be there, and it doesn't matter if he was abusive, it doesn't matter if he was this or if he was that, whatever he was, you contracted for him to be that way in order for you to learn your lessons in contrast. And the more you understand this, the more that you let go of blame and victimhood, which weakens us, and you become strong again. So you take responsibility for that. And then you say, you ask for forgiveness, not to his face, but maybe to his higher self. And you say, not I forgive you, because that's still a portion's blame. You say, please forgive me. Even if you can't figure out what you did, because it lifts the burden and the weight of unforgiveness off your heart, which is weakens your core, and then peace is, and then you make a space for peace to come in. So that's going to help you enormously. Stay in the present moment. Don't what many of my clients have done over the years, especially women in these situations, is instead of being able to focus straight on the present moment, which is the only moment we have, they keep it harping back to the past. It's your fault because you blah, blah, blah. It's your fault. And I'm in this situation because of, and we keep throwing ourselves back to what we can't, we can no longer change. Instead of only addressing what we have in the present moment, that's going to give you strength. The more that you nurture, I know this is difficult, especially when you have children, reach out for help, for people to give you space so that you can carve out even a half an hour every single week where you mark that on the calendar, that's your time, an hour or whatever that, for you to nurture yourself. Nurture the peace in your heart. Okay. So those are really, Annabelle, those are really important things for you. You're like, they're likening you to a spiritual samurai warrior now. That the only reason they are so powerful is because of the peace they have inside.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. They are saying that you are more powerful, more beautiful, and more magnificent than you could possibly ever imagine. That's their words. That's their words to you. And to hold on to that. Don't allow anyone to take that power away from you. You're no victim. And with this power inside of you, I certainly wouldn't want to come up against you, Annabelle. you're a force to be reckoned with. And the card, sorry, I'm just leaning down, the card that just popped out for you is the sunniest card in the deck. This is the sun card. You are the sun queen. This radiance, this illumination, this bright, shiny radiance inside of you. Hold on to that in every present moment and draw from that. That's, you know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where the sun card comes out in a deck. It is bright and sunny. Another bright, sunny card of you is the Page of Pentacles. When you do this, you're going to feel more abundant. I don't know if you're thinking about switching jobs. I don't know whether it's a job promotion. But the more you do this, the more radiance you'll feel inside and abundance, and then you'll start to draw more abundance to yourself. Things will start to abundantly turn in your favor. And then the next card that's coming out for you is the High Priestess. You're drawing from your strength, your intuitive knowing, and this great psychic awareness that you have. Don't ever discount that psychic awareness, and you're working with Earth and Heaven now to build your peace inside and come from that greatness inside of you. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Oh my God, so helpful, so helpful. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed that. Thank you.
You're so very welcome. I'm sending you extra strength and lots of angel blessings. I'll speak to you soon. Take care.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go to our next caller. We have Catherine in Los Angeles. Catherine, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you?
I'm well. Good morning.
Good morning. Nice to speak with you. What's your question?
Well, I'm going through a divorce. We have mediation this week. Our house is on the market and we're in escrow. I have twin daughters and I'm just kind of looking forward to my new life. And I'm kind of curious about career and maybe future relationships and just what's going to be going on.
Okay. They want you to stay in the present moment. That's what they want you to do. It's interesting that we had Annabelle on the line, and she is going through a divorce too. I feel that you are energetically, when I tune into you, Catherine, I feel, and just by the tone of your voice, it seems like you are further along energetically than Annabelle. Annabelle needs to anchor that peace inside of her, P-E-A-C-E, and that calm tranquility. And it seems like you have done that, maybe not 100%. It seems like you have done that already. You're not questioning this. And by doing this, you will have the clarity to be able to listen to your intuition. Now, they're saying that you ask for things or you dream for things, but you don't believe them 100%. And you sometimes don't fully watch for the signs that God and the angels are sending you. So they really want you to be more vigilant about being in the present moment and being specific about what you ask for. Because, you know, the old adage, what you ask for, be careful what you ask for because you'll get it. So you're, when I feel into you, you're very clear. But they want you to be, they want you to dream bigger, I guess. When you say career, what kind of career do you like or would you like? Let me ask you that question. What kind of career would you like?
I'd love to help people, whether it be like as a career coach or a life coach. I just feel like I have a lot to give and those are the things that make me feel good.
Okay, have you made any strides towards doing that? Have you got your, like, counseling degree? Have you got a coaching degree? Have you got anything like that?
No, I do have a background as a recruiter and somebody that can help people with their interviewing skills and resumes and things like that. So I thought that might parlay well, but I do probably need to look into some kind of certification.
And now you have the intuition. Now, if you're listening to this program, now you have the psychic awareness and the clarity and the intuition to be able to be an intuitive counselor, you know, and help people to receive messages and things like that. So I think it would bode very well for you to start. And I've helped many people throughout my 16-year career to be able to do this by taking inspired action. Making business cards, you know, creating a website, and, you know, there are many avenues and then sites that you can create a basic website for free. Put yourself out there. You know, what stops a lot of people from taking, because if we have the faith of a mustard seed, then the universe gives us tenfold. And if we do a little bit more, then we get in tenfold again. And then we'll get the opportunities and the connections. But it is we that need to have faith in ourselves, because on the other side of faith is always rewards and miracles. That's the way we get rewarded, but we cannot, especially, we cannot receive those rewards if our hand is already full of something that maybe doesn't honor us or is outdated or whatever. We have to have the faith to make the inspired action to take that forward. They want you to know that you're doing a really great job.
Great.
That's their
wonderful.
That's not mine. And they want you to give yourself credit. How long ago was the divorce, or how long ago was the proceedings?
Well, I filed in December, and then we have our mediation this week, and divorce should be final at the beginning of June.
December of 2018?
Yes, it's real recent.
That's quick. So you have you have definitely... They're really shaking their heads yes, and they're saying, you have definitely resolved a lot of things, and you are ready to move on. You're ready to make that movement. Mm-hmm. Be clear about making that movement, and take that inspired action to that which you love doing, because that's the way we manifest in the fifth dimension. If you didn't hear the first part of this program, you know, manifesting in the fifth dimension is very different from the way that we used to manifest. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our lovely Catherine. Okay, the first card that you're getting is the Ten of Swords. I know this looks like a scary card, but they want to know that all the hardship and the harsh, you're completed with that. You have come to the completion. Now you're ready for the jumping off point, okay? They want you to dream bigger. They want you to dream bigger than you have been dreaming, and they want you to take inspired action and create those things, because it's only through the energy of creation in the fifth dimension that then we get the results of that on the other side. This is the Lover's card. This bodes well for you to have a new relationship. Many times my clients over the years that I've helped with relationships, you know, I speak about this and I write about it in my book, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, the autobiography of myself, Angel Ariel. I wrote about how I wrote a decree for my beloved. And I said, thank you, God, for my beloved twin flame. I wrote, you know, we are the best of friends. I wrote that nothing is more important than the relationship. I wrote that he's kind and loyal and considerate, all of those things. I sent it out over the waters. And I felt as if he was a part of me, if not in the physical, in the etheric, 6 weeks later. And then 6 months later, to come as your favorite rock star party, he went as Elvis, I went as Stevie Nicks, and 5 days later, he has to marry me. So the more energy you put into something, it's an amazing story, and every part of that is true. Your new love is coming to you, but they're saying that we must be the love first that we want to attract to ourselves. Don't go searching for it outside of yourself. Be the love that you want to attract to yourself. So all those things that are still needing to be put into alignment, forgiving ourselves, have unconditional respect and honor for ourselves, all of those things. And that's why after a divorce or after a committed long-term relationship, it's so important to bring those pieces of yourself back together into divine love for yourself, and then that's what you'll attract to yourself. The next card for you that's coming out is the High Priestess card. This is your intuitive nature. This is your psychic awareness. And the more you are in tune with that, the more that you can take immediately what's manifested on the etheric plane, which is love, a job, or anything, and have it manifest for you on the physical plane. So if I was to give you one word of advice from Claire Candy Hoff, having been through divorce and having created heaven on earth for myself, is that you are doing the best you possibly can. Stay in the present moment, nurture and love yourself, and please do not deny your intuition, and keep following that. And you'll be fine. You'll be absolutely fine. You'll be better than fine, because you'll create your own heaven on earth. So I hope that's been helpful.
So helpful. Thank you so much. It was wonderful.
You're very welcome. God bless you. Take care.
Thank you.
And that just about wraps the show up for today. Thank you to all my callers. If you didn't get on the show, please do try again next week, because Angel Healing House Radio airs every week at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on Transformation Talk Radio. Do remember, you can get my books, One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, the autobiography of me, Angel Ariel, which is its sequel, and the lovely Angels of Faith book. You can get all of these on my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com, or on Amazon. And also, if you like to listen to audiobooks, the book I Am an Angelic Walk-In is also available as an audiobook on audible.com. Take care, everyone. And I look so forward to speaking with you again next week. Go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Love and angel blessings. I'll speak with you again next week. Take care. Bye. Thank you.